Are you ready to unlock?
Are you a little overwhelmed, feeling isolated, angry, frustrated, unacknowledged, or fearful? Do you find yourself wanting to retreat from the world? Then it's time to break down the barriers and say yes to yourself. Join me, Christine Clark, on Forging a Life to spark the ignition and put your life into drive. We'll cover how to ignite full circle success on your terms. You can forge through. Every episode, I share a life forging tip to spark your liberated, energized, and profoundly satisfying life. It has never been a question of, do you have what it takes? It is only, are you willing to try? Forging a Life is about you and our world. As each of us forge our unique destiny, we light the way for others, igniting world healing transformation. Step into the work and make an effort. Trust yourself and the process of becoming. Forging a Life starts now. Hello, this is Coach Christine Clark, and I am delighted to be with you today. You know, Forging a Life, igniting full circle success on Transformation Network, and of course, all your favorite podcast platforms. You know, it has been a minute. In the back of my mind, I've had Aerosmith, "Back in the Saddle Again." Yeah, has been running through my head for days. It is too cool. Emergence is part of the Forging a Life training, the platform. We emerge and then we prepare and then we create flow and then we transform so that we can flourish. Those are the five steps. And the first stage in Forging a Life is emergence. We emerge at different times in our lives. You know, we rise out of what was or we step into what will be. Choosing to make a career as a life coach for me was one of my really significant emergences. I'm a dual entrepreneurial household. Both my husband and I have been 35 plus years working solo. My husband is a bladesmith. The self-development framework of, you know, Forging a Life program is based on the stages of making katana, the Japanese style swords, which I am intimately familiar with, have learned through osmosis. I was the managing partner in his business, and I ran my own business as a direct sales beauty consultant with Mary Kay. And I did that for 25 years. About, I would say, 13 years back, not quite sure on the time frame, I sent away for a CD. Now that tells you something. I sent away for a CD, a free CD, which came in a little envelope, and I put it into the side of my computer to play it. And the CD was called Stop the Sabotage. It was a self-development person, and the way that that person languaged the self-development really resonated. It just clicked. It was like, oh, I get it. And so I started to follow this person and do their programs, and immediately was able to solve a lot of my blocks between myself and the business I wanted, heal relationships within the people that are closest to me. And I had a team, and I started coaching my team using what I was learning and helping them get through those mental blocks that keep us from doing what we know how to do, but we self-sabotage because we let the head and the negative voice get in the way, and we were able to solve a lot of that. And so the seed was kind of planted. I think maybe I want to be a coach. And for me, the real catalyst came when I was doing the beauty shows. At the end of every show, I would do a compliment time. And there were just a couple of rules. One is, the woman who was receiving the compliment, all she was allowed to say was thank you. And the women giving the compliments were to give sincere, really, you know, meaningful compliments to the woman receiving. And I saw, of course, how women just naturally deflected, right? They, you know, they wouldn't accept the praise. They wouldn't accept the what was coming in, because we do that, right? We deflect the way we deflect. And then I also saw how some of those women really had a difficult time providing feedback or information or giving a compliment that was more than skin deep. And it was like, I just wanted to reach in and turn up their self-esteem. It's like, you're in the wrong uniform, Christine. I thought, I want to become a coach. It took me 2 years to find that coaching program, what I was searching for, because I knew I didn't want to be an ambassador for somebody else. There's a lot of great people out there with training, and you can go and get their training, and then you can be their ambassador. You can wear their badge and go out and do your thing. But I knew I wanted to learn the tools. I wanted to have tools in my toolkit to be able to change and transform people's lives. And then the second piece was, in self-development, there's a little bit of an element where there's a lack of integrity. Everybody is so desperate to have what they want simply, easily, without effort. And there are people out there who will promise you that, who will give you, you can do it simple, you can do it easy, you can do it quick, and you don't have to effort at all. And I knew that that was not the reality. That was not true. I knew way back then it takes work to change your life, to transform your circumstance. And so when I finally found the perfect program, it was exactly what I was looking for. The program was only 6 weeks out. And it was a chunk of change. The program itself was kind of expensive. It was a full immersion, full week program. It was in California. I was in Iowa. I just have to get a plane ticket, short notice plane ticket. That was another chunk of change. And the hotel that it was being held in was a pretty nice hotel. So there's a week in a good hotel. And of course, I figured I'd need to eat. And the money started stacking up. Boom, 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 boom. And it's like, oh. And then because I had that little bit of doubt, I was vulnerable, then my inner voice just picked up the bullhorn and started, you know, really hammering. It's like, if you're going to spend all that money, you should be spending that on the house. You should be spending that on your kids. You're going to go away for a whole week and leave your husband with kids and pets and a household. And it just kept stacking up, right? Our brain is really good about protecting us when it thinks that we are a little afraid, and my head was doing that. And then the big one, the big mother load was, what if you fail? What if you go and do this and you suck? Shoot. So I spun out for about 2 days, and I finally had my epiphany, as we get our epiphanies. And it was like, you know, you've been looking for this for 2 years. This is exactly what you want. You got to at least try. So I came up with the money. I went to California. I did a full week of immersion where we were learning the coaching strategies. We were coaching each other. We started early. We ran late. I was a total hot mess. I laid my guts on the floor. I played full out, and it was a marvelous. It was wonderful. And I came home full-time coach. Stepped into a full-year program, which required peer hours and client hours and mentoring and training so I could hone the skills I had learned. And it's been beautiful. And so I love what I do, and I love being here talking with you today, because this is my mojo. This is what I love doing. And, you know, transform is the fourth stage of Fortune in Life. We start with immersion and we go through the others, but then we get to transform. And the deep transformations are when life engulfs us. The extreme challenges and hardships are when we get imbued with resiliency. I mean, we gain wisdom in the chaos of unasked for circumstance. It's what happens. You know, as we're scrabbling for a toehold, we get creative. And our skill set rapidly up levels in response to turmoil. And I know each of you out there have been there. You know, there is nothing attractive about being a hot mess. There's no feeling of victory. It's painful. It's exhausting. It's demoralizing. And we don't get relief or victory or pride until we come out the other end. And we can say, wow, I made it. Look at that. And so for all of you who are dealing with life, who are struggling, hear me. This is normal. It's part of the process of becoming. And I have a request that when you are in it, if you are in it, do not add the oil onto the fire by telling yourself that whatever is happening, whatever the circumstance is, should not be. Because when we're down, when we're exhausted and we're strung out, that's when that inner critic's going to start beating us up. And we're going to want to look back and say, you know, look at all the mistakes I made that led to this, or look at all those people who did what they did that led to this. And that is energy you don't need to be putting out. Put your energy into managing and being creative with what you've got now. So instead, recognize all the ways that you are still showing up. Appreciate each action that you take to deal with the circumstance that life has given you. That's where we grow. And that's how we stick with it to get through it. You know, over the last several years, you know, I went through transformative fires. I was caring for my mother and her companion, older adult, older people, and it just got to be more and more and more. And so during that period is when my business, because it was not being tended, dwindled to just embers. And I left and stepped away from the radio and from the podcast. It was a season. It really was. And it took a lot out of me. I was in that struggle. Once my mother moved into, we got her moved into a care facility and her companion had passed away, then I was able to rebuild my business. But here's the thing. I had life coaching tools. I had a history of doing my own personal deep dive work, and I had coaching peers. I had people to talk to. I had people to see me through. I had people to be able to really work through that mental piece to stay engaged in the game. And here's the deal. If you're in a tough place and a phase of your life, I want you to know that I am here for you. You know, having a life coach makes a huge difference in your state of mind while you are wrestling with those transforming fires. You have a free coaching session that is available to you. I encourage you to take advantage of that. Have a conversation. It will allow you to recognize what you're already doing. It'll help you make a decision, get some clarity on the circumstance, and find that nugget that can see you through. And I want that for you. So one of my offers is a free coaching session. It doesn't have to lead to a full coaching program because my mojo comes from walking you one more step forward. We're going to move towards a break, and when we come back, I have a little confession to make, and I'm going to share with you about the 1,000 projects, and of course, your life forging tip is yet to come. You can find me at forgingalife.com. I am Christine Clark. I am the owner of Sunglow Transformation, and under Sunglow Transformation, you can find me on LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook. We're going to take a little bit of a break, and we'll be right back.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee-skippee to that, baby.
You
Your life forging tip today is how versus why. When we ask why, it's usually in response to a circumstance that we wish wasn't. Why can't I get ahead? Why is this happening to me? When we ask why, we send your brain on a field trip to bring up every failure you've had and all of your shortcomings. When we ask how, it's a totally different question. How opens to possibility? How can I get ahead? How can I change my circumstance? It's an exploration, creativity, options. So how versus why is essential. As often as possible, when you're asking why is this happening to me, switch it to how can I change this? Feel the energy shift. Watch the possibilities explode. For more information, schedule your clarity session at forgingalife.com. That's forgingalife.com.
Do you want to become a host? Start your own podcast to inspire, persuade, and influence others on what you're passionate about? At the Transformation Network, we can help make your talk radio dreams happen. Let's take your hopes, dreams, and passions and put them on air today. Email us at host@transformationtalkradio.com to learn more about becoming a host of your very own show.
Welcome back. I am Coach Christine Clark, and this is Forging a Life, Igniting Full Circle Success. My business is in a new season of growth coming out of the transformative fires that I walk through doing elderly care. And what I've also noticed is that we are in a new season in this world. The pace of change is ramping up, and it's affecting everyone. You know, these polarizing energies fueled by fear and zero-sum propaganda. And also, over the last several years, I have been reading books. I've been educating myself, looking at closely, you know, how am I racist? Because as a white woman in the United States, I cannot help but be racist. I have privileges, and I'm looking at those to see how those affect my choices and what choices all people should have. And I'm also reading histories. And I found myself emerged in these energies of disbelief and resentment and anger the more I learned about the path that the United States has taken and what we're on. And over the last year, found myself at the dinner table venting with my husband on what's happening in the world. And I realized that I strongly have feelings about what humanity affirming should be and inclusivity should be and what's not happening. And what I realized is that I'm passionate about this. And I can no longer tolerate simply just shaking my head and venting with people that understand exactly where I'm coming from. And I want to be engaged in the world in a way that I can be another light for our humanity-affirming thought. And so Forging a Life is taking on another new dimension. The processes that lead to full circle success can also guide us to navigate tough topics. It's a framework for dialogues to find common ground. It's processes that help us have the courage to engage honestly and openly without aggression. And so to that end, I'm going to be bringing on guests that are making a positive, humanity-affirming impact in their lives with their businesses. And so tune in every second and fourth Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific to continue those conversations, to hear as we bring on people to talk about what's current and relevant and how we can play our part, how we can bridge across the gaps and the divides and start building solidarity, unity, and a way that involves and brings everybody together. big stuff, and I'm excited for the project. And so keep coming back, listening for that. The other part of my emergence as I am rebuilding my business is the 1000 project. And this has grown out of my rebuilding of the business after doing caretaking. And it's my ongoing goal to keep me grounded in my calling as a coach. And basically, the 1000 project is supporting 1000 individuals to move positively along their path. And so when I can speak in front of a small group of people, all of those people get to count as a 1000. When I do a conversation over coffee and can shed some light on a situation for somebody, that's a 1000. And part of building a business, part of continuing through life and staying engaged is making sure you have these small wins, things that you can recognize and say, yay me, I'm still at it, I'm making a difference. So the 1000 project is for me that small way to keep counting how I'm making a difference. And you can be part of the 1000 because I'm doing this for you and it's my goal to move you forward. So you can be part of the 1000 with a free coaching session, which you can sign up for on my website at forgingyourlife.com, or it's in the show notes. The link is there to schedule, but also by following Sunglow Transformation on Instagram, on LinkedIn, on Facebook. Leave a comment or send an email that tells me what clicked for you, what resonated for you, what was an aha, what opened up for you, because that lets me know that the pieces I'm dropping into the water are making ripples out, and that's important. So you are my reason why. And the 1000 project is a celebration of the human spirit and what can be possible. I promised you a confession, and I want to share a little piece of my life that I don't usually share with people. One of the things that I do is run around and share, lead worship for small little tiny churches. I am in my denomination in this area. I am what we call a lay pastor. I'm on the pulpit supply list. And so I go and I do this, and I have to tell you, I'm going to steal a line from Robert Hood. I'm not a preachy friar, a churchy friar. I tend to take a lot of my lessons, things I learn with my life coaching practice, and bring that into messages for affirmation and for hope. And I drop a lot of equity and diversity and inclusion and caring for all humanity in what I talk about. And I was at a wellness fair several weeks back, talking to a woman who we had a good conversation. There was an opportunity to sign up for the free coaching. I suggested that she do that. And she looked at me and she asked me if I was a Christian woman. And I have to tell you that my mind went, no, I'm not. Because for me, there is so much energy around terms of Christianity and religion that is not who I am. And so I told her, well, I lead worship for some small churches, but I don't label myself Christian woman because I don't believe in all the contents, all those pieces. So I'm sharing that because we are complex people, and and most people would not know that about me. And any one little sliver, any piece you know about somebody also means that you don't know anything else about them. And that's why it's important to not take a little sliver of information and then extrapolate all kinds of things about what people are and are not, because we need to have the conversation to really get to know people and realize we are all very complex. We do a lot of different things. We play a lot of different roles. And we are complex people in a world that is getting heavier. So here's your life-affirming, life-forging tip. Imagine in front of you is a huge white erase board. There is a circle on the left, which is your birth. There is a circle on the right, which is you just as you are today. The space in between is the story of your life. Now, take a black marker and begin to fill the space with X's. An X for every failure, each loss, times you were excluded, when you were overlooked, moments you reacted in anger, every disparagement of another, every sickness, injury, hurt, each mistake or misstep, every screw up and error in judgment. Fill in the space and look at the board, and you have an accurate, truthful account of your life. Then a huge wide marker comes and wipes the board until the board is black except for the circles on the left and the right. Now take your finger and make stars across the space in between. A star for all the people you love, the star for each win, every celebration, every triumph, all the smiles, handshakes, hugs, one for every time you did a kindness for another, any time you encouraged, each time your gifts were recognized. Fill the space with stars. Looking at the board, you have an accurate, truthful account of your life. You are at choice. Forging your life, you can focus on the X's to drain your vitality, or you can count the stars and flow forward into full circle success. It's been a delight speaking with you today. Remember to be a part of the 1000 Project, book a free coaching session, or send me a comment. I am Christine Clark at ForgingALife.com. You can follow me as Sunglow Transformation on LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, keep forging through. You have been listening to Forging a Life with me, Christine Clark, igniting full circle success. Tune in every second and fourth Tuesday at 9 a.m. on Transformation Talk Radio for more life forging tips to spark your liberated, energized, and profoundly satisfying life. As each of us forge our unique destiny, we light the way for others, igniting world healing transformation. It's never been a question of, do you have what it takes? It's only, are you willing to try? Schedule a complimentary personal clarity session. Visit ForgingALife.com. That's ForgingALife.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.